Discussing Parshas Tetzaveh, continuing with the various vessels that were in the Beis HaMikdash, specifically regarding the Kohen, the Parsha describes the Urim v'Tumim. There's a Urim v'Tumim inside the Choshen, inside the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore. The Torah describes that into that Moshe should place the Urim v'Tumim, and it should be on the heart of Aharon always when he walks before Hashem. Now the Urim v'Tumim are unique in that, as we have gone through this Parsha, last week's Parsha Truma, this week's Parsha Tetzaveh, there is great detail in all of the construction of all of the various kelim, all of the various vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though none of us are the types of artisans who would be able to construct most of these things, the Torah spends a great amount of time telling us exactly how they were constructed, what they looked like, which types of materials went into them, how big, how long. And the Urim v'Tumim are unique. The Torah doesn't tell us anything about them. It just says, and Moshe put the Urim and the Tumim inside the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. What was it? What did he put in there? There's no other description anywhere in the Torah that tells us exactly what it is. So the Rabban has a lengthy discussion on this, and he actually sides together with Rashi on this one. As I like to point out, all the various times we mentioned the Ramban arguing on Rashi, in this instance the Ramban agrees with Rashi against the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra held that this was some type of craft, that the artisans out of gold and out of silver fashioned some type of vessel. And the Ramban and Rashi both disagree, and the Ramban and Rashi both hold that what the Urim and the Tumim was a piece of cloth, a piece of paper of sort that had the Shemos, that had the name of Hashem written into it. Where did it come from? The Ramban suggests either it was a sod masur l'Moshe mipi agvura, it was a secret that Hashem told to Moshe himself, and only Moshe knew exactly what was supposed to be written, which names of Hashem were to be inscribed on this parchment, and he wrote it. Or the Ramban says it was Maisa Shemayim. It was just a miraculous instance. I don't know exactly what the Ramban means, where it came from, or how Moshe got it, but through some sort of miraculous incident, Moshe received this parchment with the names of Hashem written in it, and that was what he inserted into the breastplate, into the Choshen. What was the point of it? The Ramban says, as does Rashi, that through this, the name of Hashem that was inserted into the Choshen, so then they would be able, the Kohen Gadol would be able to ask of Hashem certain questions, and Hashem would be able to communicate through the Kohen Gadol. How would that happen? On the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore, they had the various stones, 12 stones on the breastplate. Each one had engraved on it the names of the 12 tribes. And through the power of the Urim, there are two things here, the Urim and the Tumim. Through the power of the Urim, which comes from the root of the word Or, to light up, when a question would be asked, he brings as an example, after the death of Yehoshua, the tribes asked who should be the first one to fight the Plishtim. So the Kohen Gadol would ask, and then the various lights, letters on these stones would light up, through which the Kohen Gadol would be able to decipher what exactly the answer that would be. The Urim, when the Kohen would concentrate his attention on that, the name of Hashem that was part of this parchment, which was referred to as the Urim, it would cause the letters to light up. The Ramban actually brings in his discussion, in that particular example where the answer was Yehuda Ya'ala, that Yehuda should go up first, there are actually not enough Aleph's in the tribes to expel that out. So the Ramban presents two options, whether or not, like the Gemara in Yuma suggests, that the names of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not enough Hayes. Not enough haze to spell that out, whether or not Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's names were also engraved on the breastplate, and it was the hay in the word Abraham, which was the third hay lit up. Or the Ramban says the name Yehuda, the hay of Yehuda, lit up twice, would be the other possibility if you don't have the opinion of the Gemara, if according to the opinions that they did not have Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov engraved. But through the Urim, the different letters would light up. And then says the Ramban, but just the letters lighting up on their own would not be sufficient for the Kohen Gadol to know what it meant, because it was out of order. There would then be a separate function, that of the Tumim, from the word Tamim, or Tamim, that the Kohen would then, while the letters are lit, would then shift his focus of attention of the names of Hashem that were part of the Urim onto a different set of names which were written, that in the Tumim, and those names of Hashem would give him the ability, upon concentrating on those, the power to understand exactly which order the letters were arranged, and he should know what the communication was from Hashem. This power, says the Ramban, this is something which we have so little connection to, there are various levels of Ruach HaKodesh, various levels of communication between human beings and that of Hashem. Says the Ramban, this form of communication was a form of Ruach HaKodesh, there's no question about that, he says. What it was a step below Nevuah. there was a process of prophecy, concept of a prophecy where a prophet would be able to communicate, have a vision from Hashem that he would have to interpret. This form of communication was a step below that. Whatever level a person had to achieve, a Navi had to achieve to accept a communication from Hashem, the Kohen Gadol's ability to receive this type of communication was a little bit less than that of prophecy. Yet, says the Ramban, it was a little bit above a baskol. There was a concept which was used heavily in the times of the second base of Mikvash and elsewhere, where there'd be a baskol, there'd be a heavenly voice that would come out, that would be interpreted and heard by certain peoples of the Jewish people. They were on a level to understand that. So in between these two levels of prophecy, there's the baskol, and then there's nevuah, full-fledged prophecy. In between that, you have the Kohen Gadol's ability to decipher the letters on the breastplate to understand the communication between Hashem and the Jewish people. So for us who have very little connection to prophecy, it's hard to understand the different gradations, but the Ramban says there were various gradations in prophecy, and the Urim and Tumim fit in that in terms of as the hierarchy goes. But that's his understanding of what the Torah describes, that Moshe would place the Urim and Tumim into the Choshen, and despite the fact the Torah does not describe what it is, Ramban and Rashi both agree that that's exactly what that was. The names of Hashem, various names, part of them would be the Urim, part of them would be the Tumim, and the Kohen would focus on different parts of the names to understand, to be able to decipher the letters that would light up, to know what it was that Hashem wanted from the Jewish people.